We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, coming up on 9:35, and we've got Jake Powell joining us here via Zoom. He is the fire marshal with the Manhattan Fire Department. Jake, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, as always. And we're going to start first with kind of an update on some fires we've seen here in the area, including one that happened not too long ago, kind of down near City Park.
Yeah, we've had a fairly active month in August for some fires. We did have an outside fire that was heavily damaged a deck down on Fremont on the north side of City Park. Had a gas meter become involved, so that led to a lot of heavy fire damage once the gas meter leaked and added fuel to the fire. Unfortunately, the occupants were alerted to the fire very quickly. They were at home and were able to get out. The crews did rescue one dog that in the commotion ran back inside and was hiding out, but they were able to get that dog out safely and the dog is fine. But heavy fire damage to the deck and into the back end of the house, but nobody was injured. Fortunately, owners had insurance. Insurance definitely helps when those things happen. We don't like to pay those premiums, but they're there so that you're protected, your belongings and structures protected.
Yeah, well, no question. I think the damage was somewhere in the neighborhood of $85,000, if I remember right. And I'm assuming they were probably displaced because of it. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's correct. The homeowners are displaced. They're staying in a hotel. I think the insurance is going to work on getting them into a rental unit while they make repairs to their home.
Well, we certainly feel for them, and hopefully that they'll have a better outcome here soon. That you mentioned that's still under investigation. Is there any reason to believe that maybe it was arson by any chance?
We don't have any indications that there's any foul play. Nothing that we found that points to anybody deliberately causing this. We did put out a request for information on Facebook here a week or so ago, just asking anybody in the area that may have had videos or pictures to come forward, just try to help us narrow down the area of origin. We know it started out back on the deck, but there was so much heavy fire damage to the deck, we don't have a good location, one side or the other. So looking for information, still hoping that somebody will come forward. We did have one witness during the fire event, took video from the City Park side, so we have a good view of that side. We just thought if there was an individual that was in the alley behind or walking home to their apartment, they had a video or picture they would like to share, please reach out.
How helpful is, because a lot of folks have doorbell cameras now, how helpful is that to you guys in other fire investigations these days?
We have really started to use those new technologies to our advantage. We have some services that we use. There's a Neighbors Public Safety Service. It's a service provided by Ring, the doorbell camera manufacturer, and they allow Ring users or anybody else that maybe has a security camera or maybe wants to be aware of things going on in their neighborhood to receive updates and post about things that are happening in their neighborhood. We can reach out there on this service and ask for information. Anybody that has camera footage from a specific date and time, or anybody that had maybe seen something or heard something, they can provide anonymous information back to us and choose to share their camera footage if they'd like. But we definitely do a neighborhood canvas, walk around the area. It's sometimes hard to spot, but you can usually pick out those cameras and doorbell Ring cameras pretty easily and figure out if they're going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice to have that technology for situations like that, for sure. Well, that fire obviously was the more recent one here of note. Have there been any others? You said it was an active month. What are some other fires you guys saw?
We did have two kitchen fires on the stovetop last week. Fortunately, both of those were very minor. The first one, there was grease in a pan being heated up. Grease caught fire. The person was right there next to the stove doing what doing exactly what they should. Stay in the kitchen when you're cooking. Have a lid handy. They saw the grease flare up, covered it with a lid. Fire was extinguished. They called just to make sure everything was out. Helped the crews help get the smoke and odor out of the house. No property damage on that one. And then another stove fire. Pan of food on the stovetop ignited, caught the vent above the oven on fire. The occupant was able to extinguish it with the fire extinguisher. Caused minimal damage to the vent top above the stove. That will likely need to be replaced, but just general cleanup and removing the smoke from the kitchen area. So fortunate people were able to extinguish those fires. But important to remember when you're cooking, stay in the kitchen, keep the lid handy so you can cover any flare-ups up. And if that fire extends beyond the stovetop and is starting to burn cabinets or appliances next to the stove on the counter, it's a good idea to just get everybody out. Don't try to be a hero. Go outside, call 911, and stay out. Let the professionals come and take care of the issue. We don't want somebody to get injured by inhaling too much smoke or get burned by trying to fight a fire without any protective equipment.
Yeah, good, important safety tip there. And I think a lot of us tend to forget whenever we're in that situation, if you're around a fire, you just want to get the fire out. That's all you're thinking about, not thinking about maybe the smoke inhalation, because that spreads pretty quickly too.
Yeah, fire grows rapidly. The smoke is definitely the most dangerous portion of the fire. Most fire victims are injured by breathing smoke or superheated air. They're not burned by the fire or the flames directly.
All right. Well, hopefully people will heed that caution here. We've got some other things going on in the community. I know that the Taco John's building is still not reopened yet. That was a fire back, I think, in March or maybe late February.
Late February.
Okay. What's the situation there?
The Taco John's fire was unintentional. It was due to cooking rags or cleaning rags that were soaked with cooking oils and grease from cleaning up at the end of the night, self-heating and spontaneously combusting in the laundry bin of dirty towels. They are in the process of getting that building repaired. I haven't heard anything lately. They had done the cleanup portion and gotten all the damaged equipment, fixtures, and interior finishes out of there so that they could look at the damage to the structure and see what all needed repaired. But we have not heard what's coming next.
Okay. I was driving by the other day, and I actually emailed you about this. The former Bob's Diner, there's some work going on there on the outside of the building.
Yeah, what that is exterior siding, paint, some upkeep that needed to happen. We have an open notice to repair on that building due to the missing pieces of siding and the paint peeling. So we assume that work is all due to that notice to repair to keep that building from looking run down and siding falling off. As far as we've heard, there's nothing else going on in that building.
Okay. I was curious if maybe that was coming down, but does not appear that way. Anything else here that you want to update our listeners here on this morning?
Just want to reach out if there's any new individuals in town, college students, new families in town, and you have a rental dwelling, get in touch with a rental insurance company or a local insurance agent and get renter's insurance. It's a cheap way to protect your belongings. Homeowners should always have homeowners insurance, especially if you have a mortgage you're required to. But renters don't think about it a lot of times. They assume that property owner's insurance will cover them, but it does not. Your contents and your things that you have in your rental dwelling aren't covered. So talk to a local agent or get online and look for renter's insurance for about $20 a month. And you can have really good coverage.
And it's worth it for sure. We have a phone call here? Nope. Okay. I saw the phone ringing. I was wondering if we had maybe a caller here, but we do not. Real quickly, we got Labor Day weekend coming up. Holiday weekends probably are always you guys are kind of on high alert, I would imagine, at the fire department.
Yeah, when people are out and about grilling and celebrating with family and friends, we just ask that they be cautious. Keep the grill away from any combustible deck or exterior walls of the house. Make sure you maintain that grill. Keep the grease cleaned out of it. Check for leaks if you have a propane grill. Spray some soapy water on the hose before you use it if you haven't used it in a while. Be aware. Be safe.
All right. Well, Jake, it's always a pleasure to talk with you here, and we'll look forward to chatting with you here again sometime down the road.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Thank you. Jake Powell, again, Fire Marshal with the Manhattan Fire Department, our guest here on In Focus this morning. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from Gina Scroggs coming up next, a pre-recorded interview I did earlier this week from Downtown Manhattan Incorporated.